Friday, and yeah, finally the day that we have been waiting for has come, and I'm sure you must everybody having a great time at work and wanted to spend your weekend with your family and do whatever you would like to in the evening. So let's get to business. I have a fantastic guest. A favorite friend of mine, Craig Fisher. Hey, Craig, welcome to the show.
Nisha, thank you. How are you today? I'm glad to be here.
I'm doing great. Well, thank you for asking that. And I'm so excited for this show because we have been known for a longer period of time. Not that long, but then still, it's just 1.5 years of time I've known you because you are just, I think 30 minutes drive from my place, I guess, so, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
About that, yeah. And just a stone's throw from your place was last year's TalentNet Live conference where we got to hang out.
Exactly. That was the first time that I'm meeting you in real life. And then actually when I came to United States, I didn't have that kind of a network or that kind of a community that I hang out with, but then going to TalentNet Live and meeting all the people like you, and then you introduced me to your friend circle and every people that we know on social media. So that was my greatest and ever greatest moment after reaching in the United States. And gave me an opportunity to, you know, network in real life as well as building that relationship from there. So thank you so much for that.
Well, absolutely. You were such a positive and fun influence in those first few months that you were here. You were really live on the scene and enthusiastic and wanting to participate and doing such a great job. And you came and helped us out with TalentNet Live and were so much fun to network with, and everybody was just overjoyed to meet you, and it was my pleasure to get you plugged in that way. And, you know, I had comments from people like John Sumser and Sarah White after the event saying, you know, hey, she's just really great. And I'm so excited that it has led to your teaming up with Brian and William for this show and lots of other opportunities that you've been participating in. And so it's just good to have you around and glad we got to start that way.
Yeah, everything started from that evening. I can totally remember that. Well, thank you so much. I will be so honored throughout my life for that kind of an intimacy and generosity from your end. So, to our guest, if anyone out there who don't know about you, so would you please introduce yourself so that our audience, if any one single person out there who doesn't know who Craig Fisher is, let them know.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am Craig Fisher. I'm at FishDogs on Twitter, and you can find me at fishdogs.com. I run the TalentNet conferences and was the founder of that company, and we do live open events for the recruitment and talent community a couple of times a year at South by Southwest and in Dallas and a few other locations around the country. And then we do private training for corporations all over the world. We recently merged with the True events to become Global True, and it's now the largest by sheer volume events company in the human resources space in the world, which is a lot of fun. And I also do business development for some of my permanent sponsors like Fisher Vista, which is the marketing firm that created HR Marketer, Jobberate, which is one of our partners in Global True, and a few others. And I still do consulting on behalf of Ajax Workforce Marketing, and they're about to come out with an exciting new product for onboarding. So that's great. And I've been one of the few people to ever train on the first ever LinkedIn Live certified training program in North America. So I teach companies all over the place how to turn their employees into magnets to attract customers and talent. And I have such a great time doing that, and I get to go speak at conferences about it all over the place. And my life is charmed. And half the time I have my three awesome boys with me, and we spend lots of our time on Grapevine Lake right here outside of Dallas.
They're so adorable. I can see all the pictures that you do on Instagram, and I can see you're totally having fun with them, and it's such a friendly atmosphere and environment that you can have with the family. So,
you know, that whole process is part of the sort of professional networking that Jason Seiden coined the term of and that I have always ascribed to. And I'm convinced that if you share some of your personal self and some of your business self in places like Facebook and LinkedIn, both, so you can let your personal network know what you do from work, you know, and let your business network know a little bit about you as a human, you then potentially tap into all your points of possible referrals for business or talent or whatever, and you become more of a human, and people want to do business with people they like, right? And the people you already know on Facebook should know a little bit about what you do from work, for work from time to time, so that they know what is a proper type of person to refer to you as well. So that whole sharing pictures thing that I do mixed in with some business on Instagram is by design, and I'm living what I preach, and so I'm glad you enjoy it and appreciate it. And I'll tell you, Nisha, that it works. When I reach out and ask people for a referral for something, I get it because I'm a valuable resource, and I'm entertaining my audience all the time.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I can totally see that, and you being, I can totally appreciate that, you being model for all the people that who wanted to get into social media, not just for the sake of using social media, but use it in a manner that makes sense for the people who follow you. So there are a lot of great things going on. Like, we have TeleMed, we have a lot of things to talk about. So let's get into it. What's keeping you up at night these days?
So I will be traveling in 2 weeks to, a week and a couple of days to London for the first ever TalentNet Live London event, which is on September 5th. Yeah, that's really cool. And so since we have merged with True, I've been involved in a lot of these new True events that are going on in the U.S., and we're having our first ever back-to-back TalentNet and True conferences in London, September 5th and 6th, and you can go to london.talentnetlive.com to get information about those. We've got an amazing lineup of speakers and for both events, and it should be a really, really phenomenal thing. So the True conferences, I think you know, are very informal. They're unconferences, and TalentNet is slightly more structured. So this will give great variation for people in the London area and who are traveling in for this event, a taste of some structure and then a taste of the Bill Borman style of completely unstructured. It'll be fun. And then Bill will be back here with me in Dallas the following week to have TalentNet Live Dallas on September 13th. And you can get information about that at dallas.talentnetlive.com. And we've really got a fantastic lineup for that event as well. So we're going to have all kinds of great speakers, including you and Brian Wimpen and William Tincup, giving some insight about content sharing and how to build an audience and how to entertain your audience and sort of the backstory and behind the scenes of Drive-Thru HR, which will be really fun.
Yeah, I'm totally excited. I mean, we are totally excited for that event, especially with three people will be talking together and then sharing the journey of Drive-Thru HR. So to our audience, there are two websites that you have mentioned right now. That is London.TalentNetLive or LondonTalentNetLive?
London.TalentNetLive.com.
Okay, yeah.
And Dallas.TalentNetLive.com.
Okay, great. I'll tweet that out. So what are some of the things that you are totally excited about this year's TalentNet and True at London? This is the first event, right?
Yes, that's the first event. And I'll tell you, the London crowd is used to Bill Borman's true events, but they are not quite as used to what I do here in the States. Now, I've been there speaking at the true events for several years in a row, so they've all got good experience with me talking about cool tools and LinkedIn and, you know, sharing great content, and most of the recruiting crowd over there knows me and knows what I'm all about. We're going to bring a whole day's worth of that to the TalentNet London conference. So we're going to have some really great speakers. Andy Hyatt, who's the digital director at Bernard Hodes, Paul Maxson, who's the global recruiting director at Unilever, Ari Ball will be there, and she's the VP of TA from Sodexo, Steve Ward from Cloud9, of course, Bill Borman and I will be there. It's going to be a really, really cool event. And it's at the campus of, I believe it's Westminster University over there, and that's really exciting too. So we're going to have a really interesting contingent of students talking about what they see in the job market, how they are trained by their colleges to go out and find careers, and what their perspective is on tools like LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, things like that for job search. So we're going to have a really cool sort of university bent to this, which is going to be fun.
Well, this is so much interesting news, Craig. And I'm sure, you know, being the largest event company in the HR space and being one of the major part of that company, what aspect of the conference are you personally looking forward to? Because I know you're here to make a difference. And personally, from my side, you know, I didn't know all of these social tools before I was attending TalentNet. I am very much, what would I say? Believe me, trust me, I didn't know. I didn't utilize. Even I wasn't that much active on social media also. And then you kind of, you know, introduced me to all these cool tools and then encouraged me the way that, you know, people appreciate and how I wanted to do. So this is all sort of a mentoring that you are giving with that one particular session or with that one particular event. So personally, from your end, what aspect of the conference are you personally looking forward to?
Yeah, so I always like, especially when I go to Europe, to hear the recruiter's point of view from that part of the world. So when I first went over there to speak, I told the London recruitment community that, and this was in 2009, I said, you're going to be using Facebook for recruitment. And they all said, no, Craig, we're way too conservative for that. That'll never happen. And of course, when I went back the following year, they were not only using Facebook for recruitment, but they were doing it way better than we were in the United States. And so it's funny, they jump way ahead really fast when they pick something up. And in the United States, we're still talking about whether it's valid. I mean, lot of companies are still skeptical and scared to use Facebook for business purposes.
For recruiting, especially. Yeah, I remember you talking about one of your traveling experience to London, and I remember you mentioned something about mobile recruitment. Friend, talk to us a little bit about, you know, that difference from United States to London. How do you feel that kind of a difference? Are we going ahead, or they are much more into mobile-friendly environment when it comes to recruitment?
Yeah, they're way far ahead of us when it comes to mobile recruitment. I'll tell you, it's funny because we developed programs, you know, over the last 2 or 3 years for SMS messaging, opt-in to this to get updates to your phone about jobs that we post, things like that. But SMS has been basically spam in the UK for several years now because they're way past that. And so mobile recruitment over there takes on a whole new meaning. And the conversation still has to be about, is whatever content you're putting out mobile optimized? Because more and more we're finding that people are using their phones to apply for jobs, to look for jobs. We're seeing that trend in a big way in the UK. The other interesting trend over there is that people in very rural communities are starting to use tools like Foursquare a lot, which is, of course, primarily a mobile app. And so a lot of these social tools that people are using to connect and to navigate and things like that are starting to come into play because recruiters can, of course, use these tools to locate and track and communicate with potential job seekers.
So for the recruiters or for the employers in the United States, what do you think is holding them back when it comes to using mobile?
Well, so lots of things. we have all kinds of crazy data plans and carrier issues and things like that here that constrain what users are able to do, first of all. And then secondly, we've got a whole lot of laws about opting in. And that's one of the reasons that SMS isn't quite so spammy here in the U.S. So that's all good. But the other thing is, I think many employers don't really see the statistics that job seekers are really starting to use this platform more and more for their job search. They don't see that many applications coming through mobile, and they, either that or they're not tracking them properly. Some companies like AT&T, for instance, are really starting to track this data and finding that their mobile campaigns are turning in lots of applications and quality applications. So you've got a few companies that are sort of leading the way and a few companies that are saying, you know, well, a lot of companies that are saying, yeah, it's not that important to us. But the problem is you have to be able to view jobs and apply for jobs in a very straightforward, fast and easy manner from multiple platforms now, right? You've got the iPad or that sort of platform. They've got mobile platforms that are phone-wise, and then you've got still desktop platforms and laptops. And if you're not optimized for all of those different environments, your candidate experience goes way down, and you get a huge bounce rate. So what you want is to capture the candidate quickly, allow them to apply easily, I mean, preferably with one click if possible, to import user data from LinkedIn or somewhere like that. But you want to make sure that they can do it from whatever platform they're on and from whatever place they find that job that they're trying to apply for. If you bounce people out to your ATS every time, most ATS systems don't handle mobile applications very well, and most ATS systems have a very arcane application process that's very long. And so if you bounce people out of the social platform or location where they find the job, your loss rate is high. So the candidate experience with mobile is of huge importance, and we'll be talking about that a lot at both of these TalentNet events.
Great. I'm actually looking forward to that very personally. And, yeah, you talked a little bit about the candidate experience factor when it comes to mobile platform. So how about employer branding?
Right. So you know that I'm big on employer branding.
Yeah.
And that I feel that your employer brand now is largely a function of your employees' brands online. And so my process is to help a company's employees talk about work better, right, in their activities on the internet, optimize their profiles to have the proper keywords and consistent messaging with the company if they want to participate in something like that, and drive search engine optimization and credibility for the employer by doing so. So you say to your job candidates, not your job candidates, but your employees, hey, listen, we know you're a rock star on social media, right? We know you're using these tools. We're not going to tell you we don't want you to use these tools. In fact, we would love for you to share, right, with your network about our awesome culture here and help attract more awesome people to the company, customers, talent, whatever, right? If you want to, and if you do want to, here are the tools to do it. And I think by doing that, you've got a very sort of inexpensive marketing program that drives your employer branding far better than writing a marketing piece and having a web page about your brand. You're actually demonstrating your culture by allowing your employees and giving them the tools to talk about work better online. If I'm going to look at a company as a job seeker, I'm going to look at the people in the company who are currently doing the job that I'm interested in, the people who might be hiring me or who I might be trying to network with to get into that company. And I'm not really just going to go take the employment or careers page of a company's website for granted. I'm literally going to do my research and look at the people inside the company. So how do they look when I go to check them out? Are they credible? Are they consistent? Do they look like they're just looking for another job? Do they look like they're engaged employees? Do they look like people who like working where they are? And do they look like people that I would want to work with? So that kind of employer branding is what I'm all about. And we'll have a lot of that. And I'm sure we'll have a lot of controversy about that as well. I know that Animal always has some sharp things to say about my methodology there. So it's fun.
Oh, yeah. It's all about, this is actually your words, I think. So it's all about making your employees a social brand ambassadors, right?
That's right. If they want to.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you don't want to force anyone to do anything. And the best social media policy is, hey, use common sense. And, you know, if you want to talk about work better, here's what we recommend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so excited to know more about, you know, TalentNet in Dallas. So I've actually from the last year I had a lot of amazing speakers, and then I learned a lot from that conference itself. So I'm really curious to know what are some highlights of this year's TalentNet conference at Dallas.
Well, so we're really lucky this year. We've been sort of outgrowing the space that we've been in at PepsiCo's Frito-Lay Conference Center every year. So we sell that venue out, and it's a little tight, and we've just been sort of growing outside of it. And logistically, it looked like it was going to be easier to find a larger space, and Pizza Hut headquarters stepped up and Yum Brands to volunteer their space for us. And so we're going to get to be at their really awesome, state-of-the-art, brand-new facility. It was just finished about 3 years ago, and it's really cool. It's a large space. It's really comfortable, and we're really excited to be there. Plus, we get yummy food, which is going to be great. Yeah. You know, I've gotten to work with the Pizza Hut recruiting team, and they're going to be there to tell their story about some of the really cool things that their brand is doing on Pinterest, Instagram, and places like that to attract talent. And they've got a really cool program that works, and their branding on platforms like that is really, really cool. We'll also have people from lots of other corporate environments. Michael Goldberg from Freeman will be there. Jason Leonard will be there. Brian Chaney is going to be there to do some hosting as well. Yeah, and Gail Houston from Intuit. We're going to have Matt Charney in. We're going to have Diana Meisenhelter from FedEx Office in to share some of the things that they've been able to do with LinkedIn. I got to work with their recruiting team last year as well, and they've made some astounding progress with employer branding and talent attraction on the LinkedIn platform and other social platforms. So we're going to have a lot of really cool corporate stories. We're going to have some smart consultant stories from people like Will Staney and Brian Chaney, and of course myself and Bill. We'll have Jennifer Davis from Epsilon in, and they've got an amazing, very high volume IT recruiting practice there for their software development. And she's got some really cool stories about implementing the right software at the right time, ATS systems, things like that, that she's going to be able to share with us. So we're going to talk about cool tools. We're going to talk about how to manage your hiring managers. We're going to talk about employer branding. We're going to talk about some old school recruiting stuff and some new tools that you can play with. There's going to be a whole session with just me and Bill doing cool tools. Trish McFarland's going to be in to bring the HR perspective. It's going to be a great day.
Wow, this is going to be an interesting session, an interesting conference, and I'm sure last year I was able to learn more about PepsiCo and their work on social media platform and how they use that in terms of elevating their employer brand and everything. So now we have a lot of great speakers coming from different corporates, and especially from Pizza Hut. They're actually representing their I read this from your blog, I think so. They presented their job description and company culture in a graphical manner, right? They introduced their job description in such an interesting manner. So for the recruiters or HR professionals out there, I'm pretty much sure attending this conference is going to make you more smarter. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, most people who go to this conference walk away with pages and pages of notes, and they start implementing these cool tools and practices the very following Monday. We're really lucky to have Pontoon Solutions on as a sponsor for this event. Of course, Pizza Hut, and Monster is going to sponsor a tweet up afterwards. So right there at Pizza Hut, we're going to move into a different really cool room there and have bars set up and have a fun networking event right after. So thank you, Monster. Thank you, Pontoon. Fisher Vista is also a sponsor. Jobberate. We're going to have a really, really great crowd of probably 200-plus people that day. So it's exciting. Get your tickets now, dallas.talentatlive.com, because the early bird tickets are about to be sold out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is going to be a great event that is going to happen in Dallas, and I will also tweet that link to all of you. So, Craig, we have about 2 minutes left right now. If you will, if you can talk a little bit about where can people find more information about TalentNet conference in Dallas and your social media platforms, how can they connect with you and reach out to you?
Yeah, so you can find everything about me at either about.me/Craig Fisher or fishdogs.com. I encourage everybody to connect with me and share how they're networking and building their brand online. And I live by example and show a lot of that in my online activities. And so it's fun networking with me. You can find me at Twitter on Fishdogs, and I want to be your friend, right? So let's do that. and go to talentnetlive.com or dallas.talentnetlive.com or london.talentnetlive.com to find out more about these first upcoming events.
Great. Well, Craig, thank you so much for joining with me today, and it's been an interesting conversation, and I'm so much looking forward to telling that my conference.
Looking forward to seeing you, Nisha. Thank you.
Thanks. So have a wonderful weekend to you all, and talk to you all next week. Thanks. Bye-bye.